a holiday celebration right here on iCanRadio.org. Behind every great performance, there's practice, passion, and dreaming. iCan's audiobook tour features the American Ballet Theater's The Night Before the Nutcracker by John Robert Allman, illustrated by today's guest, Juliana Sweeney. Stay tuned to hear Youth Roving reporter Elena Stepler interview Juliana about her art. But first, here's the story, The Night Before the Nutcracker, published by Doubleday Books for Young Readers, read by illustrator Juliana Sweeney.
American Ballet Theater presents The Night Before the Nutcracker by John Robert Allman, illustrations by Juliana Sweeney. That's me. "'Twas the night before the Nutcracker, and sleepless in their beds, these budding ballet dancers are rehearsing in their heads. After months and months of making sure that every move is right, it's the moment they've been waiting for. Tomorrow is opening night. They dazzled their directors with astonishing auditions, full of energetic pirouettes and elegant positions. From hopefuls by the hundred, it's the fortunate and few who are cast as classic characters from 1892. Precision in performance comes with passion and with prep, so they practice every pantomime and study every step. As soon as students shine in every picture-perfect pose, they are ready for rehearsals and run-throughs with the pros. Each costume, made to measure, is exquisitely constructed, and the orchestra below is tuning up to be conducted. On stage for dress rehearsal, sets and lights are bold and bright, and applause awaits tomorrow when, at last, it's opening night. They'll shuffle through the stage door, and they'll warm up at the bar. Then it's costumes, hair, and makeup for each fearless future star. There's time to spare for schoolwork and lucky last embraces, till the burst of joy and jitters when a stagehand hollers, "Places!" Tchaikovsky's music sets the mood of jolly jubilation as Clara and her brother host a Christmas celebration. While merrymakers mingle, Clara skips and spins with joy when Drosselmeyer offers her the ballet's fabled toy. She sneaks downstairs much later, and she sees, to her surprise, her soldier and his squadron spring to life before her eyes. Triumphantly, the troopers overcome the Mouse King's swarm as the shocked and sleepy Clara sees her nutcracker transform. A swift and steady snowfall stalls the couple's getaway, until Drosselmeyer saves them with a send-off in his sleigh. In the wings at intermission, Mother Ginger's kids are stowed, while behind the scenes, the crew is sweeping snowflakes by the load. The second act transports us to the lavish land of sweets for a friendly fairy's festival of wondrous worldly treats. From far and near, her revelers inspire and impress, and a cavalcade of clowns pops out from Mother Ginger's dress. Finally, a pas de deux that Clara won't forget. She's transformed into a princess for a dashing dream duet. Suddenly, she wakes at home and nothing's as it seems. In disbelief, she wonders, was it only in my dreams? The ballet ends and smiling smiles as sweet as sugar plums. The cast will bow, the crowd will cheer, and down the curtain comes. Their families and their friends await with oohs and ahs and flowers at a post-performance party where they'll celebrate for hours. But not too late, for though they've danced through one successful show, They'll be back again tomorrow and have many more to go. With months of work behind them, now they're dreaming with delight of the magic and the merriment to come tomorrow night. The end.
That was illustrator Juliana Swaney reading from the book The Night Before the Nutcracker by John Robert Allman and illustrated by Juliana. My friend Elena had some questions about Juliana and this book, starting with this question.
I love these illustrations. They have so much color, and each of them is just so authentic and unique, and the objects of attention and the shapes are just so creative. I look at an amazing image like this, and I wonder, where do you start? How do you go about creating this masterpiece?
Oh, wow, good question. When I'm starting, I kind of read over the left and right side of the page. I kind of think about the page that came before and after and think about what kind of artwork I can make that would best illustrate the text. I have kind of some ideas, and then I will start with some very, very rough sketches, like basically just scribbles. Then I'll kind of start refining over time. I'll get some feedback from the publisher usually and refine. Usually I do about 3 or 4 rounds of sketches, just tightening things up, getting the imagery right. When I'm happy with it and the publisher is happy with it, then I do the final drawing and then the final artwork.
My dance teacher always talks about when you're doing a leap or any sort of dance move to have that picture-perfect moment when you're up in the air and to have your hands perfectly placed and your feet stretched out. To capture that in the illustration, that picture-perfect moment would really capture the dancer.
I didn't necessarily feel like I was particularly good at showing bodies in motion, especially dancing bodies, which are so, you know, so graceful and so beautiful. So I just tried to think a lot about having everyone doing something, having a lot of energy on every page. So I tried to have everyone moving in some way, everyone having a job or a gesture that kind of showed that they're moving or about to move. I tried to have like a lot of energy in general.
One thing when I was younger that my grandma told me that really, really stuck with me was to imagine yourself 15 minutes after your performance. Now I'm wondering, 15 minutes after you complete an illustration, what are you doing?
Wow, that's such a great trick. I'm going to have to remember that next time I'm nervous about something. After I finish an illustration, I'm usually very out of it. I'm usually in my own world still. And I don't even know if I'm even still thinking about the illustration, but I'm in a different space. Someone will talk to me and I'll kind of be like, what did you say? Sorry, I'm not here. I'm still thinking about what I did, and I think still experiencing the thing that I was illustrating a little bit even. And then I slowly start to come back and then get on with the practical things of life. Yeah, it's kind of a special space to be in as I'm illustrating, especially for a big project like this. Sometimes the illustrations take so long and are so exhausting that when I get done, I'm just really tired and I don't want to look at or make art anymore for a while. And I just need to go out and take a walk or get away from it a little bit because it is a long process and it does take a lot of concentration. I can work for, an entire day, 9 a.m. to 10 o'clock at night sometimes if I'm really under a deadline. So in those times, it's hard to even be that excited about what I've accomplished. It usually happens later, like usually once the book is published, like now, because I finished this artwork a year ago, and now I'm looking back at it and I'm like, wow, yeah, I did a whole book.
Juliana has illustrated many a book, and you can find out more information about her and the books that she's illustrated and her other illustrations at julianaswaney.com. To find out more about ICANN's audio book tour, head to icannradio.org/books. Thank you so much to Elena Stepler and Juliana Swaney for this audio book tour.
This is ICANN.